Man, we finna get right into this shit because it's an advertisement going before the podcast. But anyway, as promised, my last podcast was December 8th. We going into new year, and I done promised everybody that I'm finna be coming through with Chicago's real music. And really and truly, I had highlighted Chief Keef on my last podcast. I think it was December 8th, but and I think we on volume 46. I don't know where we at. I don't know. But check it out, man. King Von, man. Rest in peace to the real. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I really don't know. Chicago, hold up. Before I even say I really don't know, Chicago is like based upon like so many entities of black people. You know what I'm saying? As far as like culture goes. Me myself personally, I was from the Tray. Roseland. But at the same time though, there was a lot of other communities that was out there. You know what I'm saying? We can't, I mean shit, 95th, first of all, and then you gotta come through. Shit, 87. And really and truly, like, I'm talking about the L shit, but I mean, after 87, then it was 89th. If you was riding on the L, like, you would know this shit. Like, but that's not what's popping right now. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just letting y'all know, like, I really lived in the city. I did. But I didn't see no future when I was a young man. I'm 43 years old. But at the same time though, I so happened to like understand what it meant to be living in Chicago. And I'm gonna take everybody back. Shit, do or die. I'm not gonna talk about we. I always thought like do or die was from Texas. You know, when they said, do you wanna ride? Shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always thought that shit was from Texas. But in actuality, like that shit was from Chicago. You know, Chicago people has always like been I'm not gonna say translucent because that mean like everybody could see in, but like futuristic. You know what I'm saying? If anybody was like in the A back in the day, J futuristic was like on that thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's cool, but I'm highlighting today Lil Durk and his last album. On December 24th or December 25th. It don't make no difference. We represent Chicago. I'm representing Chicago right now. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's popping. I would say, as far as like anybody that's like from the city can understand, it's not a surprise that Lil Durk would like represent King Von. And I really think that's what the album was about. But he came with it so hard. I don't even know really where Lil Durk and them was from. Like, they're not GDs. I don't think they are. But check this though. Hey, if y'all hear me, like, bringing the phone to my mouth and all of that. That's cool because my birthday in December and all my cousins, you know what I'm talking about? My people, they birthday in December. You know what I'm saying? So we still out here kicking it. You know what I'm saying? On some cool shit. So, but let's get into the album. I think Lil Durk album was really all about pain. I think that King Von was like, I don't know. Because they are from a different side of town. You know what I'm saying? So I can't really relate, but as far as Chicago loyalty goes, and I will say this to anybody, don't try to come to the city. And when I say the city, it's a couple different ways to like come to Chicago. If your hair does not roll up on your neck, and I'm talking about hair that you never understood, when you coming downtown or wherever, if it's never rolled up upon your neck, then you don't understand the Chicago vibe, the Chicago good, and everything. This album right here was all about pain. It was all about loyalty. It was all about respect. And a lot of different areas that will point out if you listen to the album, because I've listened to it like 3-4 times. Lil Durk, at first, if you follow the Chicken the Kool-Aid podcast, you'll understand the quarantine lean. You'll understand it like, man, it was Cheeky first, right? So I'm breaking this shit down. Then I don't know like what the like thing came from. Like, I don't know, but it was Chief Keef first. And then after that, it was Lil Durk. Well, no, I wouldn't say after that because Pano, Young Chop. But at this point in time, I'm highlighting him. And this album, I really feel it like he's expressing his pain. He's expressing his shortcomings. And for everybody that's out there, if you never lost a homie in the street, then you wouldn't understand. When he talking about Red Man, yeah, everything else, like, I heard everything else, and, like, he had a song with King Von, but Red Man really put me in the position to understand because I lost a homie early. Brian Peterson, I really did. So check this out. If y'all, and, well, let me say that. If y'all being true to y'all people, right? If you really being true, and this dude right here, this man, because he's a grown man, he's standing up in the mix of everything. You know what I'm talking about? Like, he was literally pulling people up out of the hood. It ain't, like, that's no slight to, like, nobody else, like, from the city, like, from Chicago. If anybody know me and anybody already understand, I will already tell everybody that, like, man, Chicago ain't no different from New York. And there is not no different from, like, L.A. or Newark, New Jersey, or any place like that. Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Chicago is a place where, like, you really gonna have to earn your keep. I don't care. And you're going to have to be who you say you is. And not only prove it like one time. No, you're going to have to prove that like 6,500 times. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know this for sure. It's pressure out there. But With this album, with Lil Durk, I think he bared his soul. I think he exposed his weaknesses. He got Melly on there. And Young Thug, because he's in Atlanta. I can respect that. But it's the message that he's talking about. Right? First of all, this guy has been under investigation for like 4 years. I really don't know with this last album. I thought it was going to be on some Bang Bang shit. And I could understand that because of King Von. I could understand that. But when he say you ain't ready for death, to me, that was all about King Von. To me, in my opinion, as far as like lyricists goes and everything like that, I don't think he really cared about lyrics. I think he was all about keeping it real. I think he showed everybody that he was really, he exposed the pain of coming up and being a boss. You know what I'm talking about? So Chief Keeper has been a boss for a long time, and like he moved to California. Lil Durk moved to Atlanta. And that's just his choice. You know what I'm saying? But it's whatever. OTF, like, I salute him. I salute him. And it was a short turnaround. You know what I'm saying? For like putting out this album. But this just goes to show you that he's really in the streets. If y'all listen to the album and y'all can understand, if you ever had somebody that was killed before they like reached a plateau in life, you'll understand like shit can be taken from you. But then on top of that though, he was really experiencing a lot of cutthroat shit. And he was the only person that was like able to like stand up and like he taking knives to his back. I'm telling you, man, this dude is a strong person. He's mentally calculated. The only thing that I worried about in this album was how he was talking about the perks and the double cups. But that go along with the culture. But in Chicago, you can't be lacking. You know what I'm saying? You can't. In Atlanta, you can't be lacking. If you in the hood or whatnot, you can't be lacking. So this is one of my favorite albums, I think, from Lil Durk. Because, hold up, before I move forward, because I got hiccups in my voice right now. Just to let y'all know something, like, one of my partners, he was murdered. He was murdered. He was. And, man, this was when I was in high school. My guy, my G, like, I'm not, like, trying to, like, overextend, like, my personality on Lil Durk. I think he's doing a great job, like, with navigating what he has in front of him. And on top of that, he talked about his mistakes. And he checked people that was saying this, that, and the third. And then he checked him. He was like, well, shit, your man got shot. What y'all do? I'm not really on the violence thing, but this is what he said. It's in the music. Go check for it. I think it's a classic album. I really, really do. And I think he shows a part of him being vulnerable and him being weak. Who does that? Because he talked about when he fell off. He talked about when his guys was in jail, or guys was in jail. Not his guys, but guys was in jail, and the people from the block, they didn't do what they were supposed to. He talked about the betrayal and everything. He did it. A lot of people won't do that. Especially if they're in the limelight. Lil Durk, no doubt about it, is in the limelight. I will send my prayers to my mans and just tell them, hey, bro, he talked about elevation and everything. You know what I'm saying? And the crazy part about it is, this man right here, as far as Chicago talent, has an understanding of who, from his neighborhood. This is not him like casting his net throughout the United States. Right? But he talked about the for real shit. He did. And I have to give him credit for that. So I will say for everybody, like, man, if you trying to get your mind right, if you young, I'm 43 years old. I'm a Sagittarius, December 15th. You know what I'm talking about? I'm definitely not in the streets, but I can understand street game. And to me, I think that this is probably, as far as the age bracket is concerned, from 30 to 20, this is like a top 10 album. I could respect it because dude was being honest and he didn't cut no corners. And he also talked about, check this out, he also talked about a female that he was liking, and some of his closest friends had sex with old girl, but he still not ride with her, but he still respect her. So that's cool as well. That's cool as well. So, I mean, it's pain, it's vulgar, and when I say vulgar, I'm talking about in your face. He didn't cut no corners. So I got to get a little Durk the nod. And this is my second podcast as far as Chicago rappers, as far as the drill music. At first it was Chief Keef, and now it's Lil Durk. Right on time. So y'all holler at me. If y'all don't hear no sirens or anything in the background, that's because it's snowing right now. I'm in Rockford, Illinois. I'm from Bastrop, Louisiana. The home of the Hustlers, by the way. I've been in Elgin. I lived on the east side, west side. And I was living in Chicago. Right? In the Hunts. Renegade block. So, man, it's nothing. My thing is like, I want to be honest. I'm not trying to diss nobody. And I think my man really, Lil Durk, I think he really put out a cool-ass project. So, salute to y'all. Salute to everybody that was born in December, because I was born in December. December 15th. Oh, yeah. And everything all good. I'm going to holler at y'all, man, one more time. Jerome Thorne checking in for the Chicken Kool-Aid podcast. You're the unnumbered edition, because I don't know what number this is. It might be 51. It might be 52. But shit, I ain't keeping count.